Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Monday, May 17th. What to know about some of the worst violence yet in the Middle East and how the rest of the world's leaders are hoping to put an end to it. Also, the highest profile trial delayed in the pandemic is getting underway at last. Plus, what to know about Tax Day. A Chinese spacecraft made history on Mars. National chain stores dropped their mask mandates. And we have an update about that missing tiger in Houston. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The worst violence between Israelis and Palestinians in several years is getting even more intense. Israel's airstrikes have leveled some of the tallest buildings in Gaza, including a high-rise that was home to major media outlets like the Associated Press and Al Jazeera. Israel's leaders say militants from the Hamas group were working inside that building as well. Israeli airstrikes have also damaged or destroyed refugee camps, schools, and hospitals. On the other side, the New York Times says Palestinians in Gaza have now fired at least 3,000 rockets into Israel. Israel has been able to intercept many of them, so not all have done damage. Since this latest round of fighting started a week ago, about 190 Palestinians and 10 Israelis have been killed. Also, more than 1,200 people have been hurt, and about 34,000 Palestinians have been left homeless. This conflict has also stoked violence in Israel between Jewish and Arab people who live there. And this weekend brought new pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian protests all around the world, including here in the U.S. President Biden made calls to both Palestinian and Israeli leaders, asking them to avoid killing any more civilians. And he sent a diplomat to Israel in hopes of de-escalating the fighting. Also over the weekend, the United Nations Security Council held its first open meeting about this conflict. The UN Secretary General opened up the talks by calling for a ceasefire, saying the situation could spiral out of control. Though it does not look like a ceasefire is going to happen anytime soon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it's going to take some time to take down Hamas, so for now, attacks are continuing with full force. Like Israel, the U.S. also recognizes Hamas as a terrorist organization. But it's not just militants getting hurt and killed. Hundreds of civilians have been caught in the crossfire. And both sides say they're only doing what they can to defend their people. To be continued. Today, a high-profile murder trial is getting underway again. New York real estate heir Robert Durst is on trial for killing his best friend. You might recognize this case from an HBO crime documentary called The Jinx that first aired back in 2015. It all started more than two decades ago, though, when Durst's friend, Susan Berman, was shot and killed in her Los Angeles home. Prosecutors say Durst wanted her dead so she couldn't tell police she helped him cover up another murder. Durst's wife was killed in the 1980s, and prosecutors say Durst is responsible for that one, too. But her body was never found, so no one was ever charged. Well, investigators reopened her case in the year 2000, and authorities say Berman was going to talk to them about what she knew. She was dead 2 months later. Then it took nearly 15 years for police to arrest Durst for Berman's death, and it took another 5 years to bring him to trial. Then another unprecedented delay. The trial started for the first time last year, but after 4 days of opening statements and 2 days of testimony, COVID-19 shut down courthouses and jurors were sent home. So today, the same jurors will be coming back to court. The judge will question them to see if they can still be impartial and go forward with this case. Durst's lawyers say the long delay hurt his chance at getting a fair trial, but every time they've asked for a mistrial, they've been denied. They've also asked for the trial to be delayed indefinitely, saying he now has life-threatening health issues, including bladder cancer. But for now, it looks like the trial will go on anyway. A Southern California wildfire is growing out of control, and authorities say it looks like one person may have started it. At last check, what's being called the Palisades Fire in Los Angeles County had burned through more than 2 square miles of land. Huge plumes of smoke were rising over the Santa Monica Mountains, and the fire was 0% contained. About 1,000 people have already had to evacuate into Panga Canyon, about 20 miles west of downtown L.A. So far, no injuries have been reported, but this fire could still grow. Officially, the cause is still under investigation. But firefighters say last night they were questioning a possible arson suspect. They promised to have more details later today. China landed a spacecraft on Mars for the very first time. It happened over the weekend, and that makes China the only nation in the world, besides the U.S., to land on the red planet. Reuters reports China's rover will operate in a similar way to NASA's Perseverance rover, which is also on Mars right now. China's rover will also look for signs of life on the planet and analyze the soil and atmosphere for further research. But it's unlikely these two rovers will meet, at least not anytime soon. A NASA official congratulated China and says he looks forward to seeing how China's rover can help the global scientific community better understand Mars. More news is coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Ritual. We all deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it's part of our daily routines. That's why I appreciate Ritual's transparent approach. They have a one-of-a-kind visible supply chain, so you always know what nutrients you're taking and where they came from. In fact, I first heard about Ritual vitamins from my doctor, and the more I looked into them, the more I became a fan. And now I've been taking them for months. I also appreciate that I don't feel like I have to hold my nose when taking them, and they've never upset my stomach. I can take them with or without food. Plus, with Ritual, I never worry about running out. Ritual multivitamins are delivered every month with free shipping, always. And not only are they offering the Newsworthy listeners a discount, you can also get your money back for your first order if you don't love Ritual within your first month. So get your key nutrients with Ritual. And right now you can get 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. If you have not submitted your 2020 federal tax returns yet, you have just hours left to do it. Today is the deadline. Of course, taxes are usually due in mid-April, but this year the IRS extended the deadline by about a month. The federal agency has been working to clear a backlog caused, at least in part, by the pandemic. The IRS also had to make changes that came with the last stimulus package from Congress. But if you live in Texas, Oklahoma, or Louisiana, you do have another month to get your taxes done. The deadline for those states is June 15th because of the severe winter storms that hit a few months ago. If you live in any other state, though, and you need more time to file your taxes, you can, like any other year, request an extension. But those requests still have to be postmarked or submitted electronically by the end of today. If you've gotten your COVID-19 vaccines, you can now walk into several chain stores without a mask. Mask requirements for the fully vaccinated have been dropped at places like Walmart, Publix, Trader Joe's, and Starbucks, unless they're in places with local requirements still in effect. Remember, the CDC changed its recommendations just last week, saying the science now shows that it's safe for fully vaccinated people to go without masks, even indoors. So with that guidance, expect to see more businesses with some new policies. How will they know who is vaccinated? Well, most rely on an honor system. And critics say this puts essential workers in harm's way if unvaccinated people do not wear masks. Leaders for two major unions representing nurses, retail, and factory workers are asking the CDC to rethink its mask guidelines. It's one downside of the world opening back up. Pets adopted during the pandemic are now getting returned to animal shelters in record numbers. You might remember a large number of shelter dogs were being adopted or fostered when the pandemic first started. Apparently, people wanted to have a new pet to keep them company while they worked and went to school from home. But now shelters are seeing many of them returned. In fact, one rescue group in Colorado says the rate of returned animals has doubled recently. Some people have said they just don't have time to care for their pets anymore, or they didn't realize how much training they would need. Sadly, now that these dogs are a little older, it might be tougher to find them a new family. Still, shelter workers say they much prefer you bring animals back to a shelter rather than abandoning them or selling them online. A horse named Rombauer pulled off a surprise win at this weekend's Preakness Stakes, and that means no Triple Crown winner this year. To win the Triple Crown, a horse has to take home the trophy to all three major races, but a different horse, Medina Spirit, already won the Kentucky Derby. In fact, Medina Spirit held the lead for much of the Preakness Stakes, along with another horse named Midnight Bourbon. But in the final turn, Rombauer caught up and took control. Rombauer sped past the two leaders and ended up winning by 4 lengths. It was the first major win for his trainer, Michael McCarthy. The final Triple Crown race is the Belmont Stakes, and that is scheduled for June 5th. Remember that tiger spotted wandering around a Houston, Texas neighborhood last week? Well, it was finally found safe over the weekend and is now being cared for at an animal sanctuary. It turns out the tiger is about 9 months old and his name is India. This whole ordeal started when the tiger was spotted on a Houston lawn, and a man seen with the big cat was later arrested, yet the tiger was nowhere to be found. It set off an urgent search that lasted nearly a week and got national attention. Well, police now say the man's wife eventually surrendered the tiger and told police India was never actually loose in the city. She also said she and her husband have had that tiger since he was a small cub, though their attorney is insisting his client is not India's legal owner. Exotic animals are allowed in parts of Texas as long as owners get proper permits, but they're banned within Houston's city limits. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Rothy's. It's 2021, and nobody has time for uncomfortable shoes, right? That's where Rothy's comes in. In fact, Rothy's surveyed thousands of customers, and the number one word used to describe their shoes is comfy. And I could not agree more. With Rothy's, you don't have to worry about blisters or break-in periods. Wear them right out of the box and be on your way. And of course, it's more than that, too. With Rothy's, I know I'm getting style and sustainability as well. They have so many options that are always trendy and chic, and yet classic and comfortable at the same time, which makes them my go-to for every occasion, from walking around the block to going out to dinner and more. My favorites are still my red Rothy's flats that I bought a couple of years ago. And of course, I've gone back for more and love every pair. No wonder Pop Sugar named Rothy's one of the, quote, most comfortable and cute flats you'll never tire of wearing. So upgrade your closet with washable, sustainable, stylish shoes and bags from Rothy's. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today. That's Rothys, rothys.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Money Monday. If you're looking to buy a used car, you can expect to pay a lot more for it. Prices for used cars and trucks went up by 10% last month alone. That's the highest surge in nearly seven decades. The average sticker price for new vehicles has also gone up. So why is this happening now? Well, increased demand, for one. As pandemic restrictions ease up, more Americans are in the market for a new vehicle. And they have money to spend, in part because of stimulus checks and tax refunds. But there just aren't enough vehicles to meet the demand. Automakers haven't been able to put out as many new ones as they'd like because of a global chip shortage. We've talked about this shortage before because it's affecting a lot of different industries. Automakers have been one of the hardest hit. Remember, in cars, these semiconductor chips are used to monitor engine performance, control steering and automatic windows, and manage alert sensors in newer models. So the shortage has led to production cuts. For example, Ford plans to put out only half of its normal number of vehicles through June. And General Motors is making fewer cars right now and using their resources to build more expensive vehicles like pickup trucks and large SUVs. CNBC reports this chip shortage could last all the way until 2023. All right, thank you so much for listening today and making the newsworthy part of your daily routine. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.